Damien. Damien nodded.
Agreed. We went over strategy once again. Going in through the front door was going to be risky, so we wanted to make sure we were ready. From there, we moved in through the front door, finding it somewhat vacant. The demons had spread out through the hotel, so we went room to room until we found demons were infected and took them out.
Why didn't you split up?
The general glanced at Katie, noticing how quiet she had gotten. Since she was usually the primary on takedowns, it seemed slightly odd that Damien was going through the brief. Damien shrugged.
Seeing as the hotel is so large and we weren't sure what kind of danger awaited, four hands seemed smarter than two.
I see.
So Katie and I went through, taking a few demons down in the different rooms, and then Katie took down some larger ones in the kitchen and down the hall. When you do a walkthrough of the area, you will see the piles of dust where the demons fell.
Right, and that was when the colonel took over, when the demons fled into the yard.
Yes.
Damien nodded, glancing at Katie, who gave a tight-lipped smile.
Right then. So let me ask, what was the portal? Who was behind that?
Our suspicion is that it's a major demon. Katie glanced at the place the portal had opened. One of the top eight, and we also believe he is the leader of this group of mercenaries. We think he is the one teaching them everything, and he is capable of opening and closing portals to Earth. The general took off his cover and scratched the top of his head.
That is alarming.
Katie nodded in agreement.
It's the same way they got through at our old base, only that demon wasn't quite as strong. If he had been, I wouldn't have been able to push him back through.
With my car,
Pandora growled in Katie's head. He looked at them.
Do you believe this will continue to be an issue?
I do. Katie nodded. I believe that until these top demons are taken care of, they will continue to escalate the situation. It seems dire, I know, but we just have to stay vigilant. I think we have put a damn good hurting on their troops, so it will take them a moment to regroup. Which is good because... She sighed. We need one too.
The general looked over his shoulder at one of his guards, who tapped his watch. He turned back to Katie and Damien and shook their hands.
I have to get going, but good work today. You were an asset beyond measure. I'll be in touch.
Katie and Damien nodded, and the general was escorted back to his chopper. Two guards rode with him, and two remained on the ground to wait for the helo to take off. Katie put her hand on her stomach and let out a deep breath. Damien chuckled and turned toward her.
You didn't think I'd out you to the general, did you? He might have had an aneurysm right where he stood.
Katie snickered. I could have just flashed him Pandora boob and things would have been all good in the world.
Damn straight, Pandora grumbled.
Two soldiers walked past Katie and Damien, patting them on the shoulder and somberly nodding in thanks. The military were busy taking care of the dead, including their own. They looked both sad and angry, but that was how it was for them. That a comrade had fallen pissed them off to no end, building the desire for revenge. Katie couldn't lie. She had felt that urge all too recently as well. Right then, though, she just wanted to get back to base, unwind, and see her family again. The five killers presently at the base were sitting around a table in the meeting room.
The intel I've pulled so far has revealed a number of these energy surges over the last few weeks.
Timothy took a sip of his cherry Coke.
And you think these larger surges have been portals?
Stephanie looked at Timothy through narrowed eyes.
Portals to hell?
His slurping was making her teeth vibrate.
That's what the intel says, yes.
Calvin spoke from Timothy's right.
Do you have the ability to see these portal surges in real time?
You bet your tight ass I do,
Timothy replied.
Like the one during the battle today. I saw it clear as day.
That's good.
Stephanie pursed her lips and her eyes moved over the room as she thought.
That means if we are in battle and one of these opens, you can call it down to us.
Finally, they are catching on.
Timothy put his arms in the air and looked at the ceiling with sarcasm in his voice.
We will be able to see all these little pops of energy in real time.
Stephanie smirked and nodded.
And that will give us time to kick ass before their feet hit the ground.
You got that right, sister.
Timothy high-fived her across the table. She laughed and looked at Calvin, who raised an eyebrow and shook his head.
All right, then let's conclude this ops meeting until Damien and Katie return. Unless you have something else to add, Corbin?
Corbin looked like he was in a daze.
No, I'm good.
Calvin, Stephanie, Corbin, Eric, and Timothy stood up, and Timothy